on 891 AM.
Digital radio.
And the ABC Listen app.
This is Breakfast.
Ali Clark here with you for that breakfast and joined now by Premier Stephen Marshall. Good morning, Premier Marshall.
Good morning, Ali. Good morning to your listeners.
So let's be really, really clear. As of today, who can get the latest vaccination, specifically with regards to the Pfizer vaccine?
Well, the 40 to 49s come on board as of today. So they can book in, they can get an appointment, and they can roll up their sleeve, roll up to one of those vaccination clinics and get that jab.
Okay, and there's also other allowances too. So for people who I understand are maybe are registered with the NDIS, people up to the age of 16 can go to metro areas and get this vaccine as well.
So what we're trying to do is do our most vulnerable cohorts first. So you would have realised that last week we were out saying, look, people that are working within aged care facilities, we're very concerned about them. So we would like, regardless of what age they're at, for them to come forward. And we're constantly looking at the availability of the vaccines. We're looking at our workforce. And then, of course, we're trying to open it up as quickly as possible. And that rate is very significantly increasing at the moment. I think last week we did over 50,000 vaccination doses administered in South Australia. So that run rate's increasing. And the good news is that we are building capacity virtually every day.
What do you say, though, to people who still feel that there is a discrepancy and a divide between the demographics? It's been set here in this state, in this country, at 50. So I'm getting a lot of texts, for example, Premier, this morning saying, you know, how come our younger people will end up being vaccinated before I will? And I'm in the demographic, the older demographic, that many people say is more vulnerable to COVID-19 because of the lag time between the two AstraZeneca needles and how much quicker it is to get the two Pfizer vaccines.
Well, we can only work with the information that we've got. NATAGI, which is the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunology or Immunisation, sorry, they basically said that the AstraZeneca is perfectly safe for those over the age of 50, but they want those under 50 because of some of the clotting issues which have come up, which is very, very small percentage. But because of that and because of the availability of the Pfizer, then they want to move to Pfizer. So, look, that's the advice that ATAGI has given the federal government and the state health administrations. We've accepted that, and we're basically with a sort of a uniform approach nationally rolling out according to their advice.
But then have you got to the bottom of why, to this point, we have one of the slowest utilisation rates in the country? For example, I'm looking at the utilisation rates released by the federal government yesterday. We're sitting about 70%. So why is there 30% or so that's not being utilised that might be able to help more people?
A lot of commentary about the utilisation rate, which is really a function of what stocks are held in a state versus what's being used. I mean, it's interesting, but it's far better to look at the actual application rate, where we're sitting towards the top of the table, certainly in terms of mainland Australia. It's a little bit different in the Northern Territory and the ACT. They're doing extraordinarily well, but a smaller population to deal with. But South Australia's doing very well. In fact, I think we've only just been overtaken by Victoria, because before that, I think we were the leading Australian state in terms of the administration. But the good news is that we're constantly looking at expanding the capacity. I think that the Wavell Clinic last week did nearly 8,000 doses administered, which is quite extraordinary. When we started, we were thinking we'd be able to do three, maybe 3.5. We're up to 7.5. And now, of course, we have Noarlunga on board. We have the Elizabeth Centre on board. And we have 35 clinics, including a mass vaccination clinic down in Mount Gambier. And that's all starting to build up that capacity. And in other good news, I'd just like to let your listeners know that the clinic on Kangaroo Island opens today. So that has been an issue that we've been dealing with there. So we're working with the RFDS, I think, and they will be starting that clinic up as of today.
So do you, though, have a good understanding, and again, lots of people wanting to know this, of why sometimes so many doses are sitting in storage?
Well, it's a capacity issue. You know, we've got to get the right workforce, the right booking system in place, standing up those mass vaccination clinics. I mean, we didn't have the Playford clinic until last Monday. We didn't have the Noarlunga clinic until the week before. And the federal government administers the or if you like, distributes those vaccines. And yes, we did have a large amount delivered to us, disproportionate to our population. It's great to have those there. And when we have been able to, when we've seen opportunities to increase our distribution, we've taken them. For example, in country SA, we're open to all people aged 16 and over. I think we're the only place, certainly the only state in Australia, which is doing that. So where we can find an opportunity to distribute them faster, we will. And in our upcoming budget, Ali, $86 million is being committed to fast-tracking the further rollout of the vaccination program in South Australia.